it's time to head out to the wide open spaces of Nelson County, North Dakota, up in Lakota land, and see what's going on there. NDSU Extension, Nelson County, is Caitlin Hain. Good afternoon, Caitlin.
Good afternoon, Mick.
Well, we've got some radar reports up there, maybe some rain, whatnot. I think maybe more significant stuff is over in northwest Minnesota, but did you get much, if any, rain?
Just a little bit. There was just a few sprinkles. Didn't amount to much, I don't think, in any part of the county.
So guys just stop for a sandwich and then get right back in the combine? Or
yeah, pretty much, probably.
All right. How is the, of what harvest is happening and how much is done?
There's quite a bit done. I think, really, when you drive around, most of the fields are pretty bare. There's, you know, all of the grain harvest has been finished for quite a while, and the soybeans and edibles are, there's still a few here and there, but I think most of that's finishing up as well. Still quite a bit of corn that you'll see standing for those who have corn, but that's the grain, corn coming off for grain is starting to be combined too.
So sure.
Getting done.
Yeah, and done in fast fashion.
I think so.
How about silage? Is there much for silage up there?
There's some. I wouldn't say there's a lot, but you know there are some livestock in the county that do some corn for silage.
Okay, all right. What kind of yield reports are you getting from the soybean producers?
I think it's all over the place. You know, kind of the typical year of depending on what field you're in. There are some fields in the area that were drowned out in the beginning of the season, and then they had drought in the end. So, you know, some probably aren't too happy. I think overall yields were probably a little bit lower than you know what we would want to see. But
indeed, all right, and like when you say all over the board, what's the range?
Oh, well, let's see. I'd say maybe high 20s, low 30s are kind of, you know, might be about the average, and that's okay. You know, I think that's probably like an okay yield for soybeans. You'd probably want to see in the 30s.
Especially at these prices. Every bushel gets you a couple more bucks into the checking account, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Other reports as far as livestock, what looks good up there?
You know, I haven't heard a lot about livestock from the producers, but I think it's, you know, still just kind of going along.
Yeah. And it won't be too long. Weaning and getting those calves, getting the cows back into the yard, it'll happen. We've had a wonderful fall, but all of a sudden things are going to turn serious. We know North Dakota winter is coming.
Yeah, it's just a matter of when, but it's stayed nice so far. It's nice to have the fall weather for a while.
You bet. Anything else to report from Nelson County today, Caitlin?
I guess I've just kind of continued to push producers to test for soybean cyst nematode while it's still being paid for by the North Dakota Soybean Council. I have some bags here in the office, and they're also at the elevators, so just kind of keep pushing that for producers to get their soils tested for it.
Excellent. Isn't that great, the North Dakota Soybean Council paying for all of that? And just tip a hat to those folks, huh?
Absolutely. It's a great thing that they can kind of provide that research for the producers.
Yeah, get out there and get those probes in the ground underneath the soybean plant in the root mass and get those soil samples sent off. All right, Caitlin, thank you so much for the report. Have a good rest of the week.
You too. Thanks a lot.
We'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Bye now.